hop on the bus and travel back to sixth grade, because this week's Discovery learns about math, science, and friendship with a couple of young adversaries. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. It's all too easy to see someone who doesn't seem to be like us and write him or her off. But in Armstrong and Charlie, a kid's novel inspired by true events, author Stephen B. Frank encourages readers to look beyond the surface. The story takes place in Los Angeles in 1974. As the school year begins, Charlie is starting sixth grade without his neighborhood friends. They're all switching schools, since his school is allowing opportunity busing in an attempt to desegregate the school system. One of the kids joining his class is Armstrong, a tough kid who has no interest in going to a white school. And when Armstrong and Charlie are seated next to each other, the sparks fly between two rivals who have more in common than they realize. Now, in a time when the need to teach children about understanding and acceptance seems more important than ever, Armstrong and Charlie tells a memorable story about two kids learning to overcome their differences and insecurities. The two main characters may have different colored skin, and they may come from different neighborhoods, but each one struggles with fears and anxieties. Armstrong is an outsider at his new school, known for picking fights, but he's really just nervous and unsure of himself. Charlie is a timid Jewish kid whose family fell apart after the death of his older brother. He's always been one to play by the rules, and the new kid in school seems to challenge everything. At times, these boys can be hurtful and unkind, but there's more to them than just Charlie's by-the-book attitude and Armstrong's tough exterior. And their rivalry gradually turns into a heartwarming story about a friendship that crosses cultural, historical, and racial lines. But is it worth getting on the bus with these feuding classmates? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say buy it. It may take place in the 1970s, but Armstrong and Charlie tells a story that's as important now as it was then. Young readers will come away with a new attitude toward the kids around them who may seem different. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Armstrong and Charlie by Stephen B. Frank is 295 meaningful and memorable pages long and is available from HMH Books for Young Readers. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.